Back to the All Out NRL Fantasy Podcast. A week, Ben, where we're on a Tuesday and we're very happy with our fantasy performance. I think we got 936 or something
All
like that.
All Out is truly back.
Are we back? I think we put a poll on what was the most impressive performance over the weekend. Pride of Jenny, impressive. The Masters win, Scotty Scheffler. But All Out 900 plus.
It was an easy pick, really, because that was the highlight of the year for me.
It is a highlight. And I think a few coaches were stressing because the Dog Storm game was getting tweaked, and Grant ended up getting a boost, which was great for us because we had him as captain.
It was unreal. We were considering retiring before this week, but now we're what? We're 12,000, 11,000 something.
I think we're like 11,000th. We're on the mend.
It's workable. I think we just halved our ranking over the week. So,
listeners, you don't win comps in round three. You can definitely lose it, but you can't win comps in round
three.
Exactly.
And we've got some trades that we're going to save as well. We'll be back. We'll be in the top 1,000 in no time.
We will be. And look, this TLT, it does look like a good one. I've got it up here on the
phone.
It's
very good.
Obviously, no Nathan Cleary for the Panthers, those that held him. Look, I wouldn't say that you've made the wrong decision because I'm in the exact same boat. I know you are as well.
Yeah.
But he is the best player in the game, and I'm willing to hold him for that 5-week period because he's just going to come back and get 100.
Like, for my team personally, I've been holding him this whole time he's been out, and my team's still been performing. Like, I got just under 900 this week, and even the weeks before, I was keeping up, like, slowly chopping down the rank. If you did hold him, hopefully you're in the same boat. You haven't been doing too bad.
Look, we did touch on a few of these guys in the buy, hold, sell last week in this first game in the Roosters and Storm. But Angus Crichton, mate, he keeps firming as a keeper this year. And we've said it many times before on the podcast. Scores of 59 and 61 now as an 80-minute starting edge. Absolute must have at 477K this week.
This is the last week that you'll get him at a very, very, very cheap price. He's only going to go up from here. What's his break-even again?
I'd say it's around the 20s.
About 20? Yeah. Well, he's going to be 600K plus in no time. He's still worth it at 477K.
Oh, absolutely. That's a bargain. Absolute bargain. Really not much else to news to talk about for the Roosters, surprisingly, because they're always changes galore.
Teddy is back.
Teddy's back. Good to see Teddy's back. And we need him to be back because, you know, he is one of the elite scorers of the game, and he started so well this season.
That's right. And I'm also looking at Sean Blore for the Storm on the other side there. He's come up with two fantastic scores in a row, and I know a lot of people are bringing him this week. He just got a score of 70. I know his break-even is pretty low, and he's about 570K.
Yeah.
Is he someone that you're looking at personally?
Look, personally for my team, no, because I've just got so many edges, and that's sort of filled up my team. But I can definitely understand the logic there. I'm not sure if Joe Chan's name is. My Wi-Fi sort of just kicked off for me there.
I'll have a look.
But while you haven't looked there, Sean Blore, he's definitely a good option. What did you say it was? 580K?
He's 564K. And Chan has been named on the interchange.
Okay, there you go. That does concern me a little bit. It does concern me a little bit. I can't see Katoa going off. So where does Chan fit in that mold? It's probably Sean Blore.
It's probably a wait and see for a week.
Is there any other changes for the Storm as I try and fix my Wi-Fi connection?
They've got... Oh, nothing major. I know Kamikamika's out after his injury, but... Oh, Nelson Asofa-Solomona is in. He is in the starting lineup.
There you go.
Yeah, but not really fantasy relevant, I guess.
He was the last year for a little bit, old Nelson. He got to 730K or something like that in the middle of the season, but I wouldn't be getting on big Nelson just yet when Haas is just around the corner for Broncos fans. So you just want to move on to the next game there as well, man, and try and fix this up.
The next game, Dragons versus the Warriors. Let me have a look. So who's in? We've got... I haven't done this before. This is new to me.
I'm back. Don't worry.
Yeah, take over.
I'm back. Jack Bird out under concussion, which means Zach Lomax, who has been scoring quite well in the wing. He's been playing elite. Moves to the centers. Good to see Kyle Flanagan, 454K. So he's made over 100K.
Finally. He's actually been... quite good. He's been a very, very star player in my team.
Well, he's been good with Cleary out because he's scoring for me.
Exactly. I think everyone's had to play him with the shortage in the halves right now.
Yeah, big time. So he's 454K now, 100K mark in value. Another man over the other side, Sean Johnson, is the form player right now. He got 80 points in an overtime golden point draw. You don't see that very often in the NRL.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that a few weeks ago as well, when people were selling Cleary, a lot of the options were either Fogarty or Sean Johnson. And either way, I think you're a happy player.
Now we'll get to Origin talk a bit, Benz, but Wade Egan has been, he hasn't been tipped, but he's been backed heavily for the Origin jersey for New South Wales.
Yeah, I was just
what's your season sort of output on him?
I was just looking at him like as a fantasy player because he just scored 71 as well. If I'm a New South Wales selector, I'm definitely putting him in the squad at least. He's such a talented player with the ball in his hands. As a fantasy player though, 633k now. He's averaging 51 to be fair. He could be a little bit of a pod, but once again, I'd probably be overlooking him for other players for sure.
Yeah, big time. For the Eels Dolphins on Friday night, Blaise Talagi is back on the bench. So is there money to be made there? Yeah, I think he's only going to get like 10, 15 minutes, which is a bit of a bummer for old Blaze. What else have we got here?
Yeah, the issue there is because his break even is already low, and if he's playing low minutes, he probably won't even make his low break even, which means he's going to lose a lot of money for coaches, which is just a shame. So I wouldn't blame you if you sold him, but I'd probably just wait to see if he can make his way into that starting lineup.
And Joey Lussick continues to score well as well.
Oh, how good. Finally, he's decided to kick. I know a few weeks ago he got that horrible score of about 20-odd, and we thought all hope was lost, but he is well and truly back. You were good?
Sorry, man. I'm having a fit. I'm good. Yeah, good to see Joey Lussick's back. 52 points. It did not help with hands on the bench at all, as he said. Look, he is a bit of a walking missed tackle. I won't lie.
And I also know we just mentioned the name Zach Lomax in the game before, but he's just signed for the Eels. I'm really, really keen to see how he goes next year for them.
For the Dolphins, I believe his name is Trey or Trey I. I'm not sure.
I think it's Trey. It's got to be Trey.
It's got to be Trey. Trey Fuller. That's a nice last name to pronounce.
Sounds like a nice name, Trey Fuller.
It has replaced the injured Hamiso Tabuai-Fadoa at fullback. So obviously Wayne has seen something in him that he likes. The Hammer is expected to be on the sidelines for about a month. So, is Trey a buy? Probably not. Iroh is probably a better buy there.
I don't even know. Has Trey made his debut before?
No.
Is this his debut?
Debut, for sure.
Yeah, definitely do not buy him. Just wait and see. He could be one of the... And I feel like he could be easily replaced as well. They got a few fullback candidates in that team with Asako and Avarillo and even Tessie New and Cody Nikorima. So, I'd definitely be waiting and seeing.
Like we said, Nathan Cleary is out with another hamstring injury. With the same hamstring injury problem, should I say. But Schneider keeps a role. And good news for the Tigers and most fantasy owners, Galvin's back this week.
Thank goodness for that, because he was on a shred just before he got injured. I know a
suspended,
lot of coaches...
Suspended.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, before he was suspended. But I think everyone will be having him in their interchange this week, which is very, very good.
One that's returning this week for the Tigers is Edge John Bateman. Now, Bateman has a recency bias of scoring really well at second row. Hasn't been performing, should I say, this week, this year, very well. But he's got a break even of 72 as an 80-minute edge back rower. He could be a buy in a couple of weeks' time.
In a couple of weeks' time, for sure. But once again, I feel like we have so many wait and sees, especially this week. With a break even that high, there's just no point buying him now because he could score 60 and still lose money before he goes up in value. And you want to get everyone at the cheapest possible price. So definitely a wait and see. But in a few weeks, we all know John Bateman can be an absolute stud in fantasy.
Yeah, big time. Another edge back rower that is a bit of a pot at the moment due to his injury is David Fifita in the next game. 807K. And looks a very decent buy this week. He was elite off the bench, scoring 55 in just 67 minutes. We all know how David Fifita plays, tackle, bust, line breaks. He's an X-factor player. To me, he's been running the ball a lot more this year.
Yeah, you can see he's on a mission right now. It's really good to watch, and the Titans finally like played pretty well, and he was a big reason for that. I can see he's in that starting lineup with this week. And once again, I said it last week as well, but if he's overlooked for Origin, which I don't think he would be.
No.
Yeah, it's just that Origin time and his price. Like, I probably would just look for other people, cheaper ones that probably won't play Origin at this point. But once again, it is David Fifita, and you know he will perform if you do get him.
Yeah. He's in the starting spot this year, this week, so he's definitely a buy option. For the Seagulls, Ruben Garrick is back, and so is Jason Saab. Not really fantasy relevant if you have those people and held them.
Certainly not fantasy relevant. Stay away from Jason Saab.
Yeah.
Shout out Campbell Bentley for getting him last year.
Tommy Turbo, mate, I brought him in on the weekend. He only got 48, so he's just very up and down, old Turbo. But hopefully, Titans this week. Come on. Come on.
Are we considering a captain this week or no?
I think we have to. We have to consider that every week.
I think we all wish it was Turbo from 3 years ago, Dally M Turbo. Yeah. But sadly, he's just not the same player just yet, although he shows glimpses. He was on about 35 at half time and then just had a poor second half. But yeah, just take it from us. Do not captain Tom Turbo.
Or do
and risk it. He could eat, maybe.
We'll see. Broncos, Raiders. Now, this is a good game, I feel, because both teams are playing elite, especially Jamal Fogarty. Xavier Willison, if you picked up on him in the start of the season and took the punt with him in row, 366K after a 56-point game last week, scored a try at -4 break-even. So
yeah,
you are cheering.
He's been proven to be a PPM beast, but yeah, once again, you can't really trust he's going to score every single week.
No.
But I can imagine he'll be averaging around that 30-point. Like, if he gets like 25 minutes or so, easy 30 points, and he should be making money for a lot of coaches.
Well, if you want him over Hughes, you're already making 100 and something K. So you've done yourself
well. Hughes is a slow burner, but we will get to him in a second. He is starting this week.
Zach Hosking is now a sell for sure for the Raiders. I believe he's out for the season.
Very sad news.
Which means Atta Mariotta, 341K starts is in the second row. Could be a cheeky buy there. And the winger, James Schiller, emerges as a good buy. Potentially as a cash-out option because he keeps scoring tries, Schiller.
Yeah, his was one that I was looking at last week. I know a lot of people were looking at the cheapies like Iroh, Schiller, and even Stewart. I know a lot of people went with Schiller, and you're laughing right now because he is doing very, very well.
What do you think of Chevy Stewart on the weekend? 26 points, break-even of 10 now.
I think eye test-wise, he was good, but in terms of fantasy, he only, what did he get, 20-odd, 25, 26 or something? I think you're happy if you chose Iroh over him, but he's definitely still an option as a cheapie this week if you want to move someone on like a Danny Levi or something to get someone cheaper.
Yep.
But yeah, sadly, he won't be making as much money as he can, but his break-in will still be so low. Like I see he could definitely be an option.
Now, you had this man, Benz, Blake Taff is out of the spot. So he is now a sell for Blake Taffy. A pair of try assists for Bronson Zeri, 59 points for Bronson on the weekend.
He's starting to prove himself. I think he's going to have that starting spot locked down now. I think he's a bit too expensive right now, but at the start of the year, I think everyone had him in his team before he wasn't named, but it's good to see he's doing well.
And Jamin Salmon continues to pluck along nicely. Got 42 on the weekend at the second row where he's going to be playing again. And if you have Josh Curran, he is starting, so good for him. Huge news with Caelan Ponga included, despite playing through that injury last week. It didn't look great, but he came out in the second half and still did pretty well.
I saw him squirming after he took a kickoff, and it didn't look good for him, but he played the whole game and decided to get like 50 points in the second half. So fair play to anyone that has him. I personally don't, and I think he's a little bit out of my price range now, but I'm hoping for fantasy reasons he goes down in price.
And Jaden Bradley sort of bottomed out now. He was a once 700K, 750K player. He's now 461K. So he's definitely a 50-point player. He's definitely one to look at in the coming weeks if you haven't got backup hooker or you just want to trade or bottom someone out.
Yeah, he did have a bit of a poor performance. And I know they got Phoenix Crossland on the bench as well. For me, I'd probably just be looking past Jaden Bradley. He's not going to get that 80-minute role, which is like what you'd need him to be to get for him to be worth it. I probably wouldn't be getting him, to be fair.
Now, for the Sharkies, mate, they've been a bit disappointing fantasy-wise, especially their captain, Nicho Hynes, who only got 40-something on the weekend. Is that right?
I think he got boost over like 55 or something, which is still way below his break-even.
He's going to be less than 900K soon, so he might be a cheeky
pickup.
Yeah, I
think in the first part of the year when we were looking at Cleary or Hynes, we said wait till Hynes is about the 850K mark and buy him, and I think he's going to be there in hopefully 2 weeks. Mm. But yeah, once again, the origin period, if he's selected, it's like it's a bit of a question mark. I think if you have him, at the end of the day, you have Nicho Hynes, you have a gun. But if you don't have him, you could even watch him go down a little bit more maybe.
Yeah.
And even be watching for that Origin period.
Now, I believe the cows are unchanged. Fino Fuiaki has been quite disappointing.
He's just been averagely mid.
He keeps making money, but not very fast.
He's consistent.
He needs to go looking for work.
Yeah, he's consistently getting around that 30 mark. I'm glad I looked past him, but yeah, I think once again he's getting the minutes, he's getting the opportunity to do well, which is good. But yeah, he sadly just hasn't performed yet. But I'd hold him once again, just see how he. I feel like he's due for a big week.
Yeah, big time. One man that you're looking at, mate, is Kale Iroh, in your team this week.
Yes, I got him last week over Stewart. I took a bit of a gamble. I thought, what's his name? Talakai would not take his job, and that is what happened so far. And he played really, really well. So I'm hoping that he stays in that position for the next few weeks. I think he is looking like one of the major buyers this week. 318k, and he's averaging 44.5 this year. So if you didn't get him last week, get him in this week. Three trades this week as well. So I think he's going to be the most traded in player.
And we'll touch on buy, hold, sell, which will be out on Thursday. But good stuff, man. That's TLT pretty much done. Buy, hold, sell. That'll be on the next pod. Is there any buy that you're specifically looking at that you can tell the viewers?
Well, I need to have a deeper look. But once again, Iroh, he's looking like the cheapie of the week for me. I'm also looking at Stewart, who's also cheap. And yeah, once again, we got to remind the coaches it's three trades this week. But we have to also emphasize the importance of keeping your trades, because if you use every trade at the end of the year,
it's haunted us in recent years.
Just count in your team every week how many times a new suspension or injury has occurred.
Yeah.
And think of yourself at the end of the year. If you have no trades in the last six rounds, like, you're doomed. Like, yeah, that's all. Yep. I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, good stuff, mate. You want to do your weekly plug and then we'll stop it there?
Weekly plug. I'll keep it short and sweet. This hat, it's beautiful. Look, it's matching my shirt. Matches a lot of shirts. If you want to support us, go buy one. We'd appreciate it. But yeah, thank you for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week.